This is the founder of Racine. Yeah. And Gilbert Knapp came here in 1834, 36, and thought, wow, this would be a great place to inhabit. This would be a great place to start a town. Got a mouth of the river and everything. So he landed here. Unfortunately, he could not get out when he came up the river. He could not get out of his boat because there were so many roots in the river. It was so heavily forested that he had to find a spot to land, which he did, and he came here, which we have the Root River. Now, we're actually called Racine. Okay, so can anybody tell me, number one, what language Racine is and what it means?
I think it's French and it means something of the root or something like that.
You're right. It's French. So when you say Racine, you're speaking another language. Didn't know that. Okay. Now, real quickly, the Native Americans were here first. What do you think they called the river? It was Chippecotton. The Native American word is Chippecotton. It meant root. Actually, this area was named Little Canada because it was so heavily forested. Because this is our founder, you would actually think that this is his headstone. This is the founder of Racine's actual headstone. Gilbert was a merchant marine and thus entitled to a free headstone because our GIs, our veterans, are entitled to two headstones. That large footstone was added later on. This is the actual marker for the founder of Racine. So you're standing on him. Okay. All right. Yes.
Did this one originally have writing on it?
Yes, it did, because it says Gilbert Knapp on that side.
Oh, I know.
So let's go to my favorite one, shall we? We're going to walk straight across the street.